On a typical day, Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport boasts an economic impact of just more than $100 million. On a typical day, more than 1,200 aircraft carry about 120,000 passengers. But those numbers have dropped dramatically, and the future looks bleak. KJZZ's Christina Estes joins me to talk about how the pandemic is impacting business at Arizona's biggest airport. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Mark.
So you listened to the city's aviation director provide an update to the city council yesterday. You describe it as grim.
Yes. Keep in mind, Director Jim Bennett has been around for the Great Recession and the terrorist attacks on 9/11. Now listen to him describe the current situation.
This will be the most severe shock to the aviation business and Sky Harbor Airport that we have ever experienced.
He shared pictures yesterday that made my jaw drop. No one's walking through the terminals or lining up the gates. The baggage carousels are at a standstill. It's really shocking to see. Bennett says passenger traffic is down 85% compared to just a couple weeks ago.
Christina, that's got to be devastating for the restaurants and retailers operating inside the airport.
It is. More than 1,000 people have lost their jobs because no one's there.
What can you tell us about changes in airline service? Any idea how many flights are being cut?
Sky Harbor shared some numbers. Southwest plans to park 20 aircraft and reduce departures from Phoenix by 50 next month. American plans to park 25 aircraft because it's flying at 30% capacity and dropping. United plans to park half of its aircraft and could reduce flights by 50% in Phoenix. And as you know, Mark, this is a global crisis, and Bennett explained the impact on international service.
We've lost all of our flights to London. The flights that were supposed to start to Frankfurt, Germany in April have been postponed indefinitely. And all of our Canadian service will be suspended as of March the 28th.
He says Sky Harbor will probably keep one or two flights to Mexico for now, but he expects they'll be suspended in the future. And he expects more reductions to flights in April and possibly into May.
Christina, there's a lot of uncertainty as to how bad things will get and how long they'll last. So does the airport have any idea when things might begin to return to normal?
Well, based on current modeling, Sky Harbor forecasts it will be sometime in late 2022 or maybe 2023 when passenger levels return to what they saw last year.
And that was a record year for them, right? A little more than 46 million passengers?
Yes, and before the outbreak, they were thinking they could see another record this year.
Wow. So Sky Harbor is essentially the landlord for the airlines and other businesses that operate there. What's the airport doing to help its tenants?
Sky Harbor is working with airlines to defer their rent for the next 3 months and considering ways to help restaurants and retail shops pay less rent.
What about the federal government? The $2 trillion emergency bill does have a section devoted to aviation.
Bennett said the Senate version of the bill focused on airlines and had no provisions for restaurants and retailers that operate at airports. But that doesn't necessarily mean they're out of luck. They may be eligible for grants or loans offered to small businesses. Phoenix's Economic Development Department is working on an explainer video to help business owners navigate the federal process. That video should be on the city's website later today.
So, Christina, there's also a lot of construction taking place at Sky Harbor. They're tearing down Terminal 2, modernizing Terminal 3, and expanding the SkyTrain. What will happen to those projects?
They should continue. Bennett says the projects, which support about 3,000 construction jobs, are either funded by bonds or federal grants, and that money cannot be used for other reasons. Plus, he says the projects will be needed when the downturn ends in late 2022 or 2023.
All right. That is KJZZ's Christina Estes. Christina, thank you.
You're welcome.